This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Ashwasega. You're tuning into another interview by Nation Talk. Today we have the pleasure of being joined with a familiar voice, Andre Morisseau. Many of you will be quite familiar with that voice through our interviews provided to Nation Talk, but at the same time, through his work with CCAB, the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business, as he is the Director for Awards and Communication over there. How are you doing today, Andre?
I am fantastic.
Wonderful. So I know the focus of today, we're going to talk about, I know the call for nominations is open right now for the 2017 National Youth Aboriginal Entrepreneur of the Year Award, as well as the big one, the Lifetime Achievement Award, of course, gets you into the Aboriginal Business Hall of Fame for CCAB, and I know both are brought to you by ESS as well, executive sponsors there. But before we get into everything, I know there's a big announcement. I believe the extension is for the deadline is going to be November 4th on both those awards.
That's correct. I'm really excited about that because, you know, we want to make sure that we get the message out and that people send those nominations in. So we have the opportunity to extend the nominations process, and we're going to take full advantage of it. So I'm very excited to be here on Nation Talk today because I know that Nation Talk gets that message out nationally.
Wonderful. So for those audience members who, you know, maybe already heard about it, the deadline is going to be extended for both the National Youth Aboriginal Entrepreneur of the Year Award, brought to you by CCAB, and the Lifetime Achievement Award, to November 4th, which Andre just mentioned. So if you thought maybe you missed it, guess what? You got time, so make sure to get that application in. First, maybe if we could bring it over to the National Youth Aboriginal Award. I know this is a big one. I know there's lots of great things in there. Maybe if you could break it down for those people who haven't had the chance to apply yet.
Okay, so CCAB is calling for self-nominations for up-and-coming Aboriginal entrepreneurs under the age of 35. The award recipient receives a check for $10,000 and is recognized at CCAB's 2017 Toronto Gala. So this is really exciting. Now, the eligibility for this award is you must be a Canadian resident of First Nation, status or non-status, Métis or Inuit ancestry, and be between the ages of 19 and 35. You must be self-employed for a minimum of 1 year, and you must submit a 30 to 60 second video about you and your business. We want you to be creative. We want you to tell us why you should win this award for the business that you're doing. So fill out the online application form. And note, before you do this, please have your video completed. You may not have to save your application form, and so you must fill out one in the sitting. You must do it in one sitting, okay? So fill out the application form and get the video and send it to us. So you send the completed nomination forms to me by email at amorisseau@ccab.com. That's A-M-O-R-R-I-S-E-A-U at ccab.com.
Wonderful. And yeah, so that's 10K. 1 minute 10K. That sounds like quite the deal there. So listeners, make sure you get your application in. And I know you've had some big winners in the past. Jacob Pratt, I think, Kendall Netmaker as well, to name a couple.
That's right.
A who's who of the youth up and coming in business. So, again, listeners, make sure you get that award in. $10,000 could be just that kick your business needs to take it to the next level. And at the same time, you'll get some great exposure through CCAB, too, of course. So I know the next one's a big one. You guys have been doing this one for a while, of course, the Lifetime Achievement Award. So it's truly a who's who in Aboriginal business, in my opinion. But, yeah, the extension on this one as well for November 4th, maybe for those listeners who, you know, unfortunately do maybe live under a rock and haven't had the chance to hear about this award yet, maybe you can let them know why they're going to, you know, nominate one of those key business leaders in their life.
Well, you know, the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business is calling for nominations for the 2017 Lifetime Achievement Award. This award is given each year to a successful First Nations, status or non-status, Inuit or Métis business person who has demonstrated significant community leadership and has been an ambassador for Aboriginal peoples throughout Canada. This award is now entering its 12th year, and it's part of our CCAB Aboriginal Business Hall of Fame, which recognizes Aboriginal persons whose business leadership have made a substantive contribution to the economic and social well-being of Aboriginal peoples over a lifetime. The ABHF also includes, as we talked earlier, the a National Youth Aboriginal Entrepreneur Award. But, you know, to get to the nomination form for this one, you go to ccab.com/Aboriginal_business_hall_of_fame_ABHF. But you just have to go to our website at ccab.com to get information. And once again, if you have any questions, you can reach me on my cell phone at 647-970-7661.
Perfect. Well, there you go, listeners. Again, to make sure you get your nominations in, you can send an email to Andre Morisseau, that's amorisseau@ccab.com. And for those who have the pleasure of catching this online, we'll make sure to include both email and links to both nomination forms as well, too, below. So make sure you scroll down. And if you're catching that on the radio, again, make sure you jump to CCAB's website as they have everything there as well. And just to wrap it up, guys, that's November 4th, so you have lots of time now. There's a few weeks. Get those nominations in. Try to get them in soon so Andre isn't swamped trying to make those selections later on. But we appreciate the time.
Yeah, Nick, thank you very much. And, you know, just in a closing note, I really want to reach out to all of your listeners and say, you know, this is an opportunity to celebrate. This is an opportunity for us to show all Canadians the success of our Aboriginal business people, the success of our youth. This is our opportunity. This is what CCAB does well. You know, it's about that thriving business that's out there and about the fantastic messaging of optimism that this has the opportunity to do. And I just want to say for you, those of you, the youth out there, that $10,000 cash prize for your 60-second video and nomination form telling us why you should win this award, $10,000. Let's get something done and get those nominations in. And a chi-miigwech to you, Nick. Thank you so much, and thank you to Nation Talk.
Well, there you have it again, listeners. Make sure you get those nominations in for the Lifetime Achievement Award for the Aboriginal Business Hall of Fame by CCAB and the National Aboriginal Youth Entrepreneur Award. Of course, both brought to you as well by their exclusive sponsor, ESS Support Services. Check out CCAB and make sure you get those nominations in to Andre. Chi-miigwech as well, listeners.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.